Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. I am your host, Rami Mays. It is Sunday. I don't know the date. That's awesome. Oh, it's October 1st. Happy October. It's October already. This week, I am doing a tribute to the great Charles Bradley. Many people don't know who, maybe didn't, or don't know who he is or was, but that has a lot to do with the fact that his time on top only lasted under a decade. And he somehow became one of those rare successes that started when he was in his 60s. That's awesome. His popularity continues as he gets further well known. But we lost a true artist just over a week ago on September 23rd at the age of 68 when he lost the battle with cancer. I recently watched a really cool documentary on Charles Bradley called Soul of America. And with all the up-close and personal time the camera spends with Charles, you really get a sense of his humility and his kindness, his hardship for sure, his heartache, as well as this like relentless childlike enthusiasm and drive to share his music with the world that he has. He's just like a little child, like still optimistic and loving after all these hardships he's endured. So that's pretty cool. There was a review somewhere that said that he echoed the evocative delivery of Otis Redding. And after seeing the documentary and delving deeper into his music, I have to completely agree. And Otis Redding is probably one of my all-time favorites. So that's a big compliment anyway from me. But Charles Bradley doesn't need just compliments from me. I'm pretty sure he got them everywhere he went. He was born in Gainesville, Florida until the age of 8, but then moved to Brooklyn with his mother. She had actually been absent in his life after abandoning him at 8 months old and left him with his grandmother in Florida. But she wanted to somehow like do right by him. And so, you know, when he was 8, she came back and said, let's go to Brooklyn. And he went with her. Charles, or otherwise known as the self-proclaimed Screaming Eagle of Soul, was taken to a James Brown concert by his sister when he was about 13 or 14 years old, and that would be very life-changing for him. He ended up being so inspired that he spent most of his life impersonating James Brown from then on. He ran away from home at one point and had a hard go on the streets. He eventually got a job training as a chef through Job Corps and moved to Maine. And once he sort of overcame his stage fright, he started performing shows as what he called James Brown Jr. Eventually, I think his alias was Black Velvet. And he got a band together there, and they did about 5 or 6 shows, but then the band went to serve in Vietnam War, so that sort of like ended that for him, and of course that particular lineup never reformed. But let's start at the start. It's only right for you to hear one of my favorite Charles Bradley tunes right off the bat, and it's called The World's Going Up in Flames, especially if you're new to him, and the show will be an introduction. And since Charles' life was so molded around the Godfather of Soul, it's only right to hear a classic James Brown tune, and then let's also hear a classic Otis Redding tune, since Charles has been likened to him as well. And so the show begins here on 101.5 UMFM.
Going up in flames. like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Yeah.
It's late.
And you're finishing up that research project due tomorrow. When your computer stops working, don't panic. Call Norwind Interactive. This local computer repair service have technicians on call 24/7, and they even offer on-site visits where they can answer any question and solve any problem in person. Plus, they offer student discounts on their already affordable pricing. Visit norwind.ca or call 204-202-1559 for more information on all the computer services Norwind Interactive can provide you.
Hey there. So we're talking about Charles Bradley, so let's get that going here. In the mid-90s, Charles got a call from his mother after a long time again away from her, and he decided to move back to Brooklyn again and reacquaint with her again. And at that point, from then on, he took care of her pretty much full-time, and that became a real hardship financially and emotionally on him. A lot happened to Bradley around that time, and not only was he somewhat regularly performing as much as he could under the name Black Velvet, or like I said, James Brown Jr., impersonating James Brown, but he also experienced the loss of his brother, who was murdered, and he himself had a death scare when he had a near-fatal allergic reaction to penicillin. And so now let's enter to the story Gabriel Roth, and this is going to be the most amazing life change for Charles Bradley. This was the difference of him not being known and him having the career that we knew it to him to have. Quite literally, the meeting of Charles and Gabriel would change Charles's life as we knew it. Gabriel, a.k.a. Bosco Man, was the founder of Daptone Records, the label that put Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on the map. Roth introduced Bradley to Daptone artist and producer, who would actually produce for him later, Tom Brennick. Also then the songwriter and guitarist for The Bullets, as well as Amy Winehouse, and later for Menahan Street Band. And they invited Bradley to his band's rehearsal. Bradley asked that the band would just like kind of, I guess how they sort of did it was that they would just ask the band to jam and do whatever he could, and then he would just make up lyrics on the spot. And after writing several songs, Daptone released some of these initial recordings on vinyl starting in 2002. But before we delve too deep into these recordings released by Charles Bradley, let's take a listen to some of the monumental bands that would forever change him. So let's spin the track, the title track from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings album, 100 Days, 100 Nights. And then another from Sharon Jones called Mama Don't Like My Man. And I really like that one. I don't think there's been one girl out there that a mother didn't like the girl's boyfriend or was doubtful. So I think a lot of women can relate to that one. And unfortunately, we also lost Sharon Jones. We lost her a year before Charles in November of 2016. So I'm also going to play another deceased too soon, Amy Winehouse tune in honor of guitar player Tom Brennick, who really worked closely with Charles Bradley and also Amy. Tom Brennick was huge. He helped procure his sound, his confidence, and really took Charles to the mainstream. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the sweet sounds of Sharon and Amy here on Riding with the Queen.
You know a man can make a part of a saint.
You say he's rough around the edges. He don't always act right. But when we're all alone, don't you know he treats me right? Now loving him could be so easy. Loving him could be so easy. But mama don't like my
so far.
What a song. That song always just blows my mind. That was the Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. A couple of Sharon Jones songs before that. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Riding with the Queen, and I'm your host, Rami Mays. You can always check out my Facebook page, Riding with the Queen. It's just facebook.com/ridingwiththequeen. I'd love to hear your feedback on or show suggestions. You can even call on the station while I'm here and off air during music breaks. Love to hear from you. Sometimes it's hard to even wonder if anybody's listening. I assume someone's out there listening. I know I'm listening. On today's show, we've been taking a look at the short-lived but impactful music career of the great screaming eagle of soul, Charles Bradley. And I had the fortune of seeing him perform at the Jazz Winnipeg the Winnipeg Jazz Festival in 2015, and also at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 2012. So thank you to those artistic directors for booking that. He was astounding to watch and even more mind-blowing to hear. He managed to make a few albums in his career before he passed that I strongly, strongly suggest everyone make an effort to hear. In 2011, Tom Brennick and Charles chose 10 recordings from the initial recordings they had been doing over at Daptone and put together an album called No Time for Dreaming. And then shortly after that, they put together a documentary, and that was actually the one that I was talking about earlier that I saw. They released it in 2012 at South by Southwest, and it was called Soul of America. It truly is a way to get yourself into the mind of the man behind the music. It's a really great documentary. So let's listen to the title track from No Time for Dreaming, as well as a couple other tunes from that album. One is called Why Is It So Hard, and another is called Heartaches and Pain. And Heartaches and Pain describes the story of his brother's murder, so it's pretty sensitive stuff there. I also found a sound clip where Charles speaks from the heart. So we'll close this music set with a very short interview clip with Charles himself speaking that I found on YouTube, where he talks about his mother and being on his own and his faith and how he just managed to avoid the drugs when he was on the streets. It's interesting to hear his own words about his life. So, Charles Bradley here on 101.5 UMFM.
No time for dreaming. Yeah.
Are you living your dream right now?
Thanks to Menahan Street Band and Extraordinaries, mm-hmm. who believed in me and gave me an opportunity. It's very late coming, but I thank God that they found me, that I can come forward and open up my heart and let them now know who I am as an artist.
So you are living your dream right now?
I'm living it, just starting to get into it.
Just starting getting into it. You have many memories, of course, because you have, well, you already have a long life behind you. Hopefully you still have many years to come. The last few years, is there one story or one thing that people told you about hearing your music, well, that really, well, made a big impact?
Yes, they told me to say I'm a very honest person, and they can feel the hurt and the pain and the joy in my music. And they thank me for helping them to come forward to live their dreams, to do things that they want to do. Some people say they thought it was too old to come forward to live their dreams. And I always told them, you know, he's got to. Moses was an old man when he found himself, so it's never too late to live your dreams.
What kept you going all those years?
What kept me going is my spiritual life.
Yeah?
And when I had nothing to turn to, my spiritual life always kept me strong.
And are there certain rituals that you had? Did you pray each night, or what did you do?
Oh, I thank God don't hurt me too much, man. That's why I got this little last chance at my music. I pray a lot. You know, I thank God for strength, wisdom, that I can understand other human beings, even when they do me wrong or hurt me, when they know that they're wrong. Because my mother always say, forgive them. Revenge is God, not of yours. So you know they're doing you wrong. Look them in the eye and let them let you know what they're doing. But forgive them and walk away.
Is your mom still here?
She's still living. She's now, matter of fact, she's under my care. I take care of her. She's 89 years old.
89?
Yes.
Yeah, because you were raised by a grandmother when you were young?
My grandmother raised me until I got about 8 years old, 7 to 8 years old. And then I came, my mother wanted me to know her kids because she came to Florida and got us from my grandmother. My grandmother did not want her to come, want us to come back. She wanted to stay with her. But my mother said she wanted to get to know her kids and she wanted us back with her. So I stayed with my mother until I was about 14, and then I was on my own.
Why were you raised by your grandmother? Why did your mother leave to New York?
Because my mother didn't. She was a beautiful lady and wild and running around. She had a lot of. She was a beautiful lady. A lot of men liked her. She just was seeking her own dreams of what she wanted to do.
And when you came back to her, when you were 8 until 14, was it hard because, well, you ran away?
It was very hard because I felt that I was like the black sheep of the family. And I used to always get whippings for something I didn't do.
By her?
By my mom. And she said, I believe, she did what she did, the best of her ability of doing it. But I just got tired of getting whipping. I ain't gonna say that I was a all good child. Every child do something bad and once in a while. And when I got 14 years old, I just said, if I'm not wanted, I'm gone. And I left.
Was there one thing that triggered you to leave? One thing that happened?
I would not like to give that information out.
Of course. Then you lived on the street for a few years?
I lived in the streets most of my life. Most of my dote as a boy, young boy, 14. What got me out of the streets when I went to Job Corps. Job Corps really helped me get it. I turned 16 years old.
Why did you decide to go to Job Corps? Did you know it?
Because I was living in the streets, living in the subway trains, living anywhere I could live at, being abused by so many things. And I saw myself going down. Everybody was that time was using drugs, shooting up, getting high. And I was afraid of needles. And through my faith in God, I just kept me afraid of needles, so I never endorsed or took any drugs.
Charles' success was on the rise, and he couldn't probably have been more thankful. We all know how hard it is to launch a music career when you're young and vibrant and full of energy, so you can probably imagine trying to kickstart a career in your 60s. It'd probably be much more challenging. But there Charles was, with the support of Daptone Records and the Manhattan Street Band as his backup band called The Extraordinaires. Charles was getting some really long overdue recognition and deserved. I'm pretty excited to hear that that happened for him, and that we got to, you know, we wouldn't have known about him at all. He wouldn't have been on the map without this, without Daptone Records helping him out so much. And in 2013, they recorded and released another album called Victim of Love. This is such an important album to me. Those tracks are similar to the style of his previous albums, except for the standout title track that is much more stripped down. And Charles' vocals really get to shine. And I think it's my favorite on the album, but it really very well could be my favorite Charles Bradley tune. So let's look at the 2013 album now. We'll listen to the song I just adore. I think you will too, called Victim of Love. When then we'll hear Where Do We Grow From Here.
Oh. Nowhere to hide.
I think I'm caught this time. I'm loving you. I'm a victim of wanting you. I woke up this morning. I felt your love laying beside my soul.
We'll be right back.
gotta make that change. We gotta all make the change. My brothers, my sisters, it's time to make this world a brighter place for the generations to come. Can find love and peace, what we left them. So I want to tell you over and over again, brothers, sisters, listen to me from the heart. Come on.
Into the Music is Winnipeg's leading indie record store, period. Down at 245 McDermott Avenue in the heart of the Exchange, the store boasts over 3,000 square feet of everything from the latest indie pop to psych and prog rarities, punk and metal classics, and everything in between. They have the largest selection of used vinyl LPs and 7-inches in the city, with most priced under $10, plus outstanding collectibles. Into the Music offers the most because it buys the most and pays the best price for your collections, large or small. Check our website at intothemusic.ca for up-to-date listings of new and used titles for sale, plus lots of info on what our customers are looking for. Into the Music opens 7 days a week at 245 McDermott in the Exchange, Winnipeg's quality collectible record store.
Hey guys, so we are coming up to the end of the hour just about, and I just want to thank all you guys, all the listeners out there that listen to UMFM, and particularly my show, Riding with the Queen, every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. And I do want to stress that I'm always looking for suggestions for show topics. So do check out facebook.com/ridingwiththequeen or call me at the station during music breaks, and yeah, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. And, yeah, before we go, we should finish up with a track from Charles Bradley's final album called Changes. It was also released on Daptone with the Extraordinaires as his backup band. But the album features a really cool cover. It's a Black Sabbath tune, Changes, Ozzy's song, Changes, which is a completely stellar cover. It's hard to imagine someone singing it, not better, but, you know, worthy like Ozzy did. Of that song, but it was released in 2016, actually just last year, and he was supposed to be on tour here in Winnipeg and across Canada last year in support of the album, but he fell ill and had to cancel it, and eventually the stomach cancer he had took over, and he passed away 8 days ago in his home in Brooklyn, New York. I'm super thankful that Gabriel Roth and the musicians and producers at Daptone just saw that something special in Charles Bradley. So he could get his name on the map, and so we can, you know, get him into our lives and into our ears and into our homes with his albums. I really strongly suggest going out and picking up a Charles Bradley album if possible. They're just incredible. And so thanks for tuning in this week. I really appreciate it. I don't know who I'm doing my show on next week, but I guess I'll know sometime between now and next week. I'll leave you with Charles's title track on his final album, Changes. And until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.
love her so. But it's too late now. I let her go. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes in my life.
Wish I could go back and change.